This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We normally don't start Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday until 11.
Uh-huh.
But Landfill played the song. This is the official B. Mitchell Finley Scotty's Vodka Red Bull playlist.
So are we going now?
Well, because we got an announcement.
All right.
Ready?
It ain't water, JP.
Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka. Now available in select Virginia ABC
stores.
Now, we've been advocating for some time.
Yes.
Now, at first, I advocated one way that I got yelled at. So I started to then advocate, calmly walk into your Virginia ABC store and say, sir, ma'am, I would like Scotty's Vodka, please. And it worked. It worked. It's now available in select Virginia ABC stores. So go make it happen. Yes, Jeff. What can I do for you?
You are an idiot. He added some words to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now on the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Mark Zuckerman.
What's up, brother?
Masson Sports. What's up, dude? Zuck, you there?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. How you feeling?
I'm all right. I had a nice little break. I'm ready to get back at it tonight. And 66 games to go. We'll see how this
66.
Goes.
66. Now, the question we ask, what is it that they're playing for in this second half of the season?
It's not what they were playing for about a month ago. I can tell you that, unfortunately. But, you know, it all of a sudden turns into more of an individual process than probably the team collective. You've got guys, young guys. Some of them are having very good seasons, and you want to see them finish it out and put together, you know, big numbers at the end of the year. You have guys who are trying to prove that they should be part of the long-term plan here. You know, Brady House, Dalen Lyle, some of the young relievers are going to be in that category. There'll be a few others that get called up at some point, like Cade Cavalli. So I think that's where the attention shifts, and then really the next couple of weeks is going to be about the trade deadline and which – of the veteran players, does Mike DiBartolo look to move before July 31st?
Is it necessary for whether the learners or the new general manager, whoever, to come out and say something to let the fans know what the hell is going on and where they're at? Because we know at the beginning of the season, they say that they were here, they were going to be competing. And we see that's not happening. So is it pertinent that somebody comes out and speak to the fans?
Yeah, I think it's important to just provide a clear idea to everybody out there of what the direction is right now. You know, we know what they were trying to do the last few years. I think the real question right now is, are they continuing on that path, which is to suggest that they actually don't think they're that far away and that they have a core group in place and they need to add to that? Or are they admitting it didn't work and we kind of need to start all over again? Now, that's a tough message to send to your fan base who've already, you know, sat through five straight losing seasons like this. But I think we need to hear from them.
Yeah.
You know, what do they think in those terms? Now, the tricky part of it is that Mike DiBartolo, who's worked here for a long time and clearly would love to get the job on a permanent basis, right now he doesn't know that he has the job on a permanent basis. So is he thinking in terms of, I'm trying to build a team that I think can still be competitive next year? Or am I in this for the long haul and saying, no, I'm going to remake the organization in a way that Mike Rizzo didn't, and that may mean taking another step back before you start to take a step forward? He's in a tricky position like that. Does he have the authority to think longer term than just the rest of this year? Does he want to think longer term beyond the rest of this year? And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that, you know, we're not going to hear from ownership. They just don't speak. So the interim GM ends up being the voice of this, and he's got to somehow try to articulate, both through his words but also through his actions, does he believe this is a team that can take what it already has and build on that and try to be a winner here in the next few years, or does he think it needs to be torn down and start it all over again?
Very interesting times for the Washington Nationals. Talking with our friend Mark Zuckerman from Masson Sports. You can follow him at Mark Zuckerman. Check out all his work at MassonSports.com. Also, make sure you're checking out the Nats Chat podcast with Zuck and our boy Al Galdi. How empowered do we think DiBartolo is? Like, for him to trade away some veterans at the deadline makes all the sense in the world. This team's 20 games under 500. But there's at least going to be conversations, whether it's real or not. You know, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore. I believe Gore is at the same time in his service timeline that Soto was when they traded Soto, right? Like, how empowered is DiBartolo to, you know, if you want to trade away Nathaniel Lowe, like, cool, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes,
but what about these young guys? Like, how realistic do you think something like that is, Mark?
Right. I think that's the real question here. Yeah, you're going to trade Kyle Finnegan, Josh Bell, Michael Soroka, guys who are going to be free agents at the end of the year. It's what do you do with the guys who are here beyond that, especially the young, in theory, core guys who are supposed to be the future around here. And yes, you're right. Mackenzie Gore has 2.5 years left until he becomes a free agent. That is the point that they traded Juan Soto. Now, I don't necessarily think it's an apples to apples comparison, because in Soto's case, we know they tried to sign him long term and he turned down $440 million. And at that point, once it became clear that they didn't believe they were going to re-sign him, and knowing what the state of their farm system was at that time, the feeling was, well, this is our best chance to completely remake the organization. We're going to move him now, and you saw what they got in return. It's been a great return for them. Mackenzie Gore isn't going to get that kind of return. He's great. He's been outstanding. He's not, you know, everyday superstar Hall of Fame type of player like Juan Soto was. So
right.
I don't think you can think in those terms. But you do have to decide, and this speaks to my earlier question, do they believe they can contend here before Mackenzie Gore could become a free agent? If you do, then no, you don't trade him. If you're not so sure about that, then you have to at least explore the possibility, find out what you could get for him, and then make that calculation. Is whatever's being offered in return enough to say, yes, we're going to move a young all-star left-hander, sacrificing, you know, the next couple of years in return, because it's going to put us in a better position to actually win a few years down the road?
But when you make that move, you're basically saying a lot.
Yes.
If you make that move right there, you're telling people this is a start over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And that's the tricky message. Are you ready to make that declaration and the ramifications that will come with that? And so, you know, we don't know for sure. Mike DiBartolo, you know, when we spoke to him last week, everything was still fresh. He'd had about 48 hours. He's really focused on the draft. I think over these next 2 weeks, hopefully we're going to find out more from him about his vision. But as you said, is it his totally to decide, or is it coming from above? And yeah, I mean, there are smart but sometimes harsh baseball decisions you can make. But then there's also the, hey, we need to like actually get people to come to our games still decisions that come from the top. And if you're telling people, hey, remember that rebuild? Well, yeah, we're going to do it all over again. That's a tough
pill for
your fan base. And so I think you have to be really careful with that. If you're going to go that direction, you better be able to articulate in a way that appeases a fan base that's already really frustrated, as we know.
I don't know the baseball fan base as much as you do, Mark. When do they get to the point where they don't want to hear from the understudies? They want to hear from the people that make final decisions.
Oh, I think they're past that point. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people want to know. They really just want to know, like, what is the plan? What's going on here? And we know, look, the Lerner family, like I said, they've never been, even in good times, they're never the ones to be out there in public and saying a whole lot. But I think the events of the last few years, and certainly the last few weeks, do dictate that we need to hear more from them than whatever that letter was from Mark Lerner announcing the firings of Mike Rizzo and Dave Martinez. And I think the hardest part of it that we all just really want to know, I mean, I understand that Mark Lerner, you know, said a year ago, okay, we're not really looking to sell the team anymore. Okay, that's great. But then you need to show us with your actions that you are fully invested in this. It's one thing to say we're not trying to sell the team, but it's another to now actually invest in that team again and show that you're trying to put a winning product out there and not just, you know, holding the line and just going bare bones now until an indeterminate period of time in the future.
Yeah, man, it's the only thing that really sucks, and I know this from experience as a reporter that was – you know, on the Skins beat day to day to day to day. Like, fans can be pissed, and you want to hear from the owner, but they're billionaires in ivory towers, man. They don't have to talk. And do you expect to hear from the Lerners, Mark?
No, that's not their MO.
Right.
No.
I mean, it just sucks.
And look, and here's the thing. Mike Rizzo, over the years, had to speak on their behalf quite a lot and sometimes unfairly.
Right,
but at least when he did speak, he was speaking with a certain level of gravitas from having been the GM for so long and having a track record of what he had done in the job. I think it's really unfair to tell Mike DiBartolo, okay, hey, you now have to speak for what's going on across the organization. Now, he may have to. They may have no choice.
Right.
But that's the way it has to go. But he doesn't have the reputation yet that Mike Rizzo did, and is it fair to throw him to the wolves like that? Now, I'll say this. He handled himself really well in that first session with us last week in St. Louis. you know, I'm interested to see how that continues. I've known him, a lot of us have known him for a long time, but he's never been out front like that, you know, speaking publicly in that regard. So I think that's a big part of it. And maybe in some ways that's part of how the learners are deciding whether he should be hired long term or not. But here's an audition for him. And it's, yes, it's about the moves you make, but it's also about how you portray yourself to the public and the message that you're getting across about what we're trying to do with the organization.
Yeah, I think Riz in his comments after his firing, maybe it was for Luga, whoever got that text message where he was like, yeah, I'm proud of the way I navigated that ownership group. I think that said a lot without saying anything. Last thing for me, Mark, I have covered some really bad teams, and late in the year, it sucks. What's crazy about baseball is it's
a long time.
It's late in the year, but there's a long road to hoe here. How is the lock, like, how is that clubhouse? How are these guys gonna try to lock back in after this week break with just so much turmoil?
Yeah, I think that's a major challenge for Miguel Cairo and his coaching staff, to be honest. And I guess in some ways, you know, DeBartolo sets the tone for all of them. I will say that there's plenty that you can criticize Davey Martinez about as far as the on-field performance. But I think most of us can agree that one of his biggest strengths was his ability to motivate a clubhouse, keep them together, and get them to play hard no matter what their record was.
Sure.
Even when they were losing 100 games in 2022, the boys always battled, as we joke about, but it was true that they did, and I think that was a reflection of their manager. We need to see how that holds up, if that's still true. Does Miguel Cairo, who, let's be honest, is kind of portraying himself as just an extension of Davey Martinez, he's not really trying in a lot of ways to distinguish himself as his own entity, as the interim manager, does he have that same ability, along with all the other coaches who are the same coaches who've been here for a few years now? You've got to keep, especially the young core guys, you've got to keep them on message. You've got to keep them in the right mindset of what they're trying to build here. Now, it's one thing if you've got veterans who know they're not going to be here for a long time. That can be a tougher sell. But for the C.J. Abrams, Luis Garcia, James Wood, and all the others, that's the group you've got to keep together and convince them that while this has not been a pleasant road that they're on right now, that it is going to lead somewhere in the end, and that you've got to stick with it right now to set up whatever is coming in the future.
Doesn't Miguel know that Davey got fired? It would not be an extension of Davey. Better show something else.
And that's where it's a really awkward position. It is. And you could tell, I think he took the job reluctantly.
Yeah.
And I think he knows he's not in it for the long haul. Now, you know, we'll see. The emotions were raw last week. Now they've all had a chance to take a breath during the All-Star break. Let's see if it's anything different now. But he's in a tough spot, and I'll be interested to see how he handles that. Does he try to break out of his shell and be himself, or does he say, no, we're just going to continue doing what we were doing?
It's people watch NASCAR for the wrecks. It's going to be fascinating to watch this thing down the stretch. And let's hope they rattle off 7 out of 10, and everything kind of changes. You know what I mean? I know you'll be in the thick of it. I know you'll be podcasting. I know you'll be writing Nats Chat, Massive Sports, all the good stuff. Mark, thank you for the time.
Appreciate
brother.
You, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Brother.
Good luck, man. I've worked late seasons. I've worked late into a 4-11
I played
season.
Them, Jay.
Yeah, man. It sucks. It is not pleasant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge went
up
last.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.